Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog, and Madai and Javan, and Tubal and Meshech and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz and Diphath and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim and Rodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush and Mizraim, Put and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah, and Sapta and Rama and Sapteka. The sons of Rama, Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Mizraim became the father of Ludim and Ananim and Lehabim and Nephtohim and Pathrusim and Kasluhim, from whence came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. Canaan became the father of Sidon his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmatheth, and Jerah, and Hadarom, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, then Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She bore Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah and Epher, and Hanak, and Abida, and Elda. All these were the sons of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman and Omar, Zephi and Gatam, Kenaz and Timnah and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mesa. The sons of Seir, Lotan and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anna, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishon. The sons of Lotan, Horai and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alian, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Aia, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hamran, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, Jachan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom, before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. Bela the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who struck Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his place. Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizahab. Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Hoholibamah, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Imran. These are the chiefs of Edom.